This is the Composer's Datebook for March 31st. I'm John Zak. We tend to think of Czech composer Antonín Dvořák as a 19th century composer, but he did live a few years into the 20th, and one of his major works, his opera Rusalka, had its premiere in Prague on today's date in 1901. Mostly, we think of Dvořák as a composer of symphonies and chamber works, but in his final years he devoted himself chiefly to opera. In a 1904 interview, given just 2 months before his death, Dvořák said, "Over the past 5 years I have written nothing but operas. I wanted to devote all my powers, as long as the dear Lord gives me health, to the creation of opera. Not out of any vain desire for theatrical glory, but because I consider opera to be the most suitable medium for the Czech nation, and listened to by the widest audience, whereas if I compose a symphony, I might have to wait years before it is performed." Dvořák was undoubtedly gratified that his opera Rusalka was a big success at its 1901 premiere and would subsequently become one of his most popular works with Czech audiences. More recently, thanks to soprano Renee Fleming, Rusalka has won over a new generation of American audiences as well. For more on Dvořák and his operas, check our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.